Oh, sorry to keep you waiting here this afternoon. We just got back in from Rochester. Actually spent the night there after the game. So just rolling back into town, but mission accomplished. You know, feel good about the game yesterday. Definitely not perfect, but did enough things to come out on top, and that's what our goal was. So had a lot of guys fight through some flu symptoms and bumps and bruises and stuff like that, which we know everybody has this time of year. But I thought the players did a real good job of just pushing through it, keeping an eye on the target, and going out there and taking advantage of our opportunities yesterday. So we'll have to turn it around here and come back on Wednesday and get ready for Miami, and we'll deal with whatever comes after that as it comes. But right now, just happy to win in Buffalo and then ready to turn the page and get on to this week's preparations.
Billy, we understand Algie bought the team some dinosaur barbecue for the plane. Did you get to try some, and how was it?
Yeah, we had some wings on the plane, and they hit the spot. So, yeah, it sounds like we had a pretty big team move out last night in Rochester.
So what is the plan now as far as preparation? How's it going to go until Wednesday morning?
We're just going to have to get caught up here. It's kind of like playing a not quite a Monday night game, but watch the film, make the corrections, get all those things done, see what happened in the game, and things we need to specifically work on and correct, and make sure that we talk to the team about and finish up our scouting reports with Miami, get the information from yesterday's game against Detroit, and put that in with the other scouting information that we have, and then get a game plan together tomorrow and be ready for the players on Wednesday. I'd say we're a few hours behind a normal Sunday game, but significantly ahead of where we would be on a Monday night game, so somewhere in the middle there.
Bill, speaking of Algie Crumpler, could you just comment on him getting a touchdown pass? I think it was Gronkowski said after the game. It was good to see him kind of get rewarded for what he's been doing all year as a team leader. And just your feelings about the old time of catching a touchdown pass yesterday.
Well, I think, as I said many times, Algie's has made a great contribution to this team all year. And I think the fact that he's one of our captains, but this being his first year on the team, really is a testament to the amount of respect that he has from his peers, from his teammates. And, he's a hardworking guy. He's really smart. He understands the game. He knows what's important, and he's very team-oriented, totally focused on winning and not about his personal statistics or achievements, but whatever he can do and whatever we need to do as a team to win, and he's right at the front of the line on doing those things. So I think his personal rewards come in the final score and in the team record, and he contributes in a lot of ways from Monday to Saturday, and then on game days, whatever his role is, whether it's blocking, pass protection, or an opportunity to handle the ball. But he formations. I mean, he just does a lot of things for us. Very important part of the team and the offense.
And also another guy that's been kind of an unsung hero this year. He's been pretty steady and defensively and special teams. I think Rob Ninkovich. Could you comment on his play? What he's given to you since a couple of years since he came here? Really on the outset of training camp is a guy who had been cut elsewhere.
Well, Rob's been a very versatile player for us. He's made contributions in the kicking game. He's really on all the phases of the kicking game, on all the special teams units, and has contributed on first, second, and third down for us defensively. We've kind of spread out some of the outside linebacker jobs and duties so that, you know, his role has been probably more on early downs recently, but he's also participated on third down nickel and dime defenses, and he did that earlier in the year. And so, you know, we've had a lot of confidence in Rob out there in all situations, and he truly is a first, second, third, and fourth down player for us. And how much he does of one or the other, you know, a lot of times is a function of who else we have or what the game plan is or where we need him. But he's shown the ability to do all those things. And, you know, as you said, he, you know, came to training camp last year with no spring OTAs or anything like that, and kind of jumped in there, performed well, made the team, contributed last year, and has grown that role this year with his, you know, number one dependability and consistency. And you know, he's been on the field, and he's been able to participate and continue to improve and work on things and get better. He's shown he can rush a pass or play the run. You know, had a couple of big interceptions in the Miami game. Does a good job on special teams. So, you know, he's been a solid guy for us in a lot of different roles.
Bill, the record that Tom Brady broke yesterday for passes without an interception was held by Bernie Kosar. I think it's coincidence that you coached both guys and some of the stress that you put on not turning the ball over. And what do you recall, Bill? I'm sorry, part two. What do you recall of that stretch that Bernie had where he had those 308 passes without a pick?
Well, I think probably more the other way around. I think I'm fortunate to have been the coach during those two periods where my starting quarterback didn't turn the ball over. I think a lot more of that's, you know, is a reflection and a compliment to the player throwing the ball than the coach. I mean, they're the ones that got to make the decisions and see the defenses and make the throws and, you know, take the hits from the pass rush and all that. So, you know, certainly Bernie and Tom deserve the credit for those streaks, you know, not the coach. But what I remember about Bernie, I mean, Bernie's, like Tom, very diligent in his preparation, studied everything, the schemes, the players, the individual tendencies, as well as the overall team schemes and tendencies. And I would say both players are very well prepared, and neither one of which made a lot of mistakes in terms of, you know, misreading something or not, you know, not knowing who was going to run a certain route or who was hot or, you know, getting fooled by different defensive looks, things like that. So, you know, Bernie's preparation was excellent, and, you know, he was a good decision maker, very careful about where he threw the ball in terms of not turning it over and, you know, making throws like that, you know, making good decisions on when he was pressured about, you know, not taking a sack and turning it into an interception and things like that, trying to, you know, make plays that were just impossible. So, and I think Tom's, you know, kind of the same way. You know, he's and reads things, you know, in a hurry, but, you know, when plays break down for one reason or another, receivers get jammed or there's a breakdown in the protection or the defense has a good coverage that matches up well against the particular pattern that you have called, you know, that's when the quarterback has to really be at his sharpest and most alert to not let that become a turnover or a, you know, a worse play than what's already not a good play. And, you know, I'd say Bernie and Tom, you know, throughout their careers, have done it, you know, do a good job of that, better than a lot of quarterbacks do. So, you know, it's not only taking the plays that are there, but it's taking those plays that aren't going to work out well and keep them from being bad plays or turnovers.
Take a couple final questions, guys.
Hey, Bill. With Miami coming up, and you know, obviously you guys have done everything you need to do in the regular season, what are you going to do as far as playing time? I mean, I know Tom said he wants to play, and some of the others said as well, but Will it be like last year where most of the guys play?
I think it'll be like it is every week, and that, you know, the decisions and what we do as a football, you know, for this week will be what we feel is in the best interest of the football team. And there's a lot of things that would go into that conversation. There's a lot of things we'll take into consideration. Certainly the overall, what's good for the overall benefit of the team, but, you know, there are some players individually whose situations are a little different than, you know, other guys. So a long answer to that, you know, which should be a short question, is really we'll do what's best for the football team, both individually and collectively, and, you know, make those decisions this week.
So considering the youth and the inexperience that you had going into the season, this road to the AFC East title feel any more difficult or more challenging than previous ones?
You know, every season's a very challenging season in the National Football League. I mean, each week we go up against great players, you know, great coaches, teams that are, you know, that work hard and, you know, challenge you in a lot of different ways. And so, you know, I think every single week that I've coached in the National Football League, you know, I've felt a huge challenge on the other side of the field from whatever opponent we were facing. So I don't think this year is any different than last year or any other year on that. And we know that we got big challenges ahead coming up. We don't even know who they're with yet, but whoever they are, you know, anybody that's playing at this time of year is, you know, are going to be good teams going forward. You know, Miami, we certainly have had our problems with them through the years, and, you know, they've come up here and, you know, handled us pretty good a couple of years ago and down there, so last year. So, you know, we've got a, you know, we got a big challenge ahead of us there, and, you know, we'll just take them one at a time. But, you know, I take satisfaction in the team's achievements every week if we win, and disappointment if we don't. So I put this one, you know, say the same about this year or this week's game, you know, just like the other ones. They're challenging every week.
Thanks, everyone. Coach?
Thank you.